Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Sing and be happy and give yourself a thrill. Sing and be happy just like Mr. Whippoorwill. It doesn't cost a penny and singing's here to stay. So sing and be happy today. So let's all sing and be happy and give yourself a thrill. Sing and be happy just like Mr. Whippoorwill. It doesn't cost a penny and singing's here to stay. So sing and be happy today. So let's all sing.
Give me that shoe.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell.
Oh,
holy!
My God!
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh! Ah! Oh.
My name, Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Out. Ah! I love this thing up.
Giddy up.
Now, the other day, I bought a brand new car. It was my pride and joy. I said, oh, boy, oh, boy. But yesterday, my heart just went kaplunk. 'Cause now my super-duper car is just a pile of junk. Oh, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? Now, I said to her, turn to the left, but she turned to the right. And now the city's got a street that wasn't there last night. Oh, why did I let her take the wheel? Goodbye, goodbye to my brand new automobile. Now she ran into a chicken truck. She said she couldn't see. And now they're laying eggs all over highway number 3. She's black and blue, but she's still alive. Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive?
Oh, the cops, I gotta get out of here.
Pull over the curb, pull over the curb.
Yes, what's the matter? You blind?
Blind? I hit you, didn't I? Yuck!
Never mind that. Let's hear your story.
Well, we were riding down Main Street when the light turned red. Now the car in front stopped, but my gal went right ahead. There was a great big crash. And when I got above the floor, there was the guy from the other car, and he was 6'4". Now he hit me, and he punched me, and he tore all my clothes, while my girlfriend just sat there, powdering her nose. Oh, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? Now she didn't have a license, so they put the blame on me. They slapped me right behind the bars, but they let her go free. I'll be in jail till I'm 95. Oh, what, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, why did I teach my girl to drive?
Feltman, how can you play a saxophone like that and come from Boston?
But he's never been to Boston.
And now live from coast to coast, the Possumality! between happiness and how many times a day Laramie is on TV. It's been a wonderful summer so far. Four Laramies every day, early in the morning, late at night. And usually they split them up, get the black and whites. Well, it used to be black and whites in the morning, color ones at night. Now they're switching it up, switching it around. In the morning you get the color ones, at night you get the black and white ones with the Hoagie Carmichael. Yes! Laramie! Don't call it Laredo. I hate that show. All right, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday Night Possum. You know, woke up this morning, I had to check the dang computer to see what dang day it was. And I said, you know, well, we got to do a show tonight there. Laramie, not Laramie, Laramie. Crying out loud, Laramie. Not the craw. The craw. Oh, jeez. Ford loves the Westerns. Man, they are coming up with Westerns I've never heard of. There was one, Tombstone Territory or something. It had John Payne. What's this guy, John Payne? He's a terrible. It was just one letter off from John Wayne. He just kept getting jobs because he was John Payne. And he was just hoping people would misread it and go, oh, what is, it's a Western with John Wayne. Turn on, son of a bitch. It's that John Payne again. What a pain. Pain in the neck. All right. Well, anyway, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday night's Possum Hour. The greatest show ever. Yeah, John Payne was cheaper than John Wayne. Absolutely. That's why, you know, that's why he worked a lot. There's artists like that around here. But, you know, you get what you pay for, folks. Yes, you do. During the week on this illustrious network, you will find Clobbering Time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing Brown-Eyed Ben J. Grimm of the Baxter Building Basement fame. And then it's back to Friday Night Possum. And the rest of the days of the week, you got to figure out what to do. I can't do everything, okay? You know, I do what I can. I just can't do everything. There's a limit. Even what I can do. And speaking of limits.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Gentlemen, I now present the greatest background music of all time.
Play it on it.
This is yours, Gum.
Yeah, I take this. I love it.
It's beautiful. So anyways.
Well, let me do my WIU little promo here.
Take it away.
Okay, stay up, people. Stay up at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is Eminence Front Radio with Joe Mooney. WRIU 90.3 FM. I'll put the link up where you can listen to it live because it streams live on WRIU.org. We have Possum Blues segment on there. Mooney says it's kicking ass.
Is that
Tomorrow he's going to be playing the B-sides. The B-sides of 45s. And I'm sure you agree with me. A lot of those B-sides were better than the actual hit.
Oh, well, see, I grew up on a farm, you know, and it got boring, so. Yeah, you'd flip them records over, check them out every once in a while. You need some good stuff.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a good show. 3 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, Mooney's going to do his last appearance on Michael Duffy's show, 1 o'clock show. So, immediately
after. Murph.
Yeah, Murph. Yeah, what I said.
Yeah.
Mooney again? Yeah, Murph.
Yeah.
Our man Murph. That's why he's not here today. He's getting his sleep.
Well, way cool, man. You doing anything on the air there? You calling in?
No. He just picks from the page.
Oh, I gotcha. Kind of like the mirror version of the Grenache page.
Yeah, that's where it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like it.
So possibly
I like
we're growing.
It.
We're out there. We're connected.
You're damn right.
Uh huh. Got that right.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hold on, I gotta clear my throat here.
So people get a quick power nap or put on a fresh pot of coffee like I do.
I was napping, man. I didn't get up till about 9 o'clock.
Yeah?
It's a blur. It's a weird day. I didn't really think, you know, I woke up, I'm like, man, there's no way I'm going to put a show together today. I'm just not into it, man. You know,
so well, after 47 years.
So I got up, I had a cup of coffee. I said, man, I got to fucking walk, man. That walking thing is, it's, you talk about crack cocaine. Man. I get up. Next thing I know, I'm putting on my socks and shoes. I'm out the door. Boosh. I got to do it. So, then I got back. I had a little, you know, you rest up and then you feel okey doke.
Sure.
And you throw the dog in the truck.
Time.
Well, then, you know.
Then,
think
of time. You're low with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always like it, too.
Yeah, I don't wear a headset or anything. I like to just, you know, get in my own head, man, swim around, do the butterfly stroke.
I walk with a cigar, so it's not all that healthy, but it's halfway there.
Cigar, at least it's not as bad as a cigarette. I see somebody walking with a cigarette. I just want to just come up and just hit him over the head with the shovel.
Well, they're not power walking with a cigarette, are they?
I guess. Although 15 years ago, I probably did it. Believe me. I went through the same kind of weight loss thing in my 30s. I was smoking then. And it was 2 packs a day, Charlie. Which, you know, is a great diet aid. And if you want to lose some weight, pick up the butts. And then, of course, you'll get the cancer, and then you'll really lose some weight.
Did quitting cigarettes put the weight on?
It added. It added some. Okay. Yeah, about 20 of it was probably cigarette. Because your system changes. You just.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're boring everybody to tears here.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, if that was our our mission statement tonight, I believe we have mission successful, mission completed, mission accomplished, as George W.
Yeah.
Boosh. Would say. Oh, I got a real quickie on future President Trump. I mean, he's really trying hard, man. And I believe your scenario. I believe your scenario. Yeah. He's just been debriefed by the military, CIA, somebody, right?
Yeah.
He's running for president. Then this morning he lets out that he says we pay rent for our base in Saudi Arabia. It's some journalist. The guy in the Wall Street Journal points out, you know, if there's a U.S. military base in Saudi Arabia, it's got to be classified. Because we don't know anything about it. Mentioning it would have, should have legal consequences. You never know. It's...
that's another thing to ponder about. This guy can't keep his mouth shut. I mean, the president goes through a lot of secrets. This idiot.
I could just see him in a, you know, that Putin, I'm so mad, I'm going to hit him so hard. I'm going to hit him. And you know when I say I'm going to hit him, I'm going to hit him. And oh, I'm going to hit him so hard.
The next thing you know, we got missiles coming at the USA.
Hey, I think we ought to strike first. How about you?
We might as well. What the fuck?
All right. First strike capability to Possum Hour. Let's blow something up, man.
Yes, yes.
What do we got here? Oh, yeah, my buddy calls up yesterday. Weird day yesterday. That, everything was going on yesterday. So he says, dude, you know this is Nelson? You know Nelson? I said, hey, what do you mean, Rick Nelson's kids? The twin albinos?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, this song, I can't live. You gotta blow this piece of shit up. I said, dude, that's Nielsen. Nielsen. I said, I can't blow up Nielsen.
No.
You gotta blow this fucking thing up, man. So
it was originally Badfinger.
I said that to it. That didn't cut any ice. He says, then blow up fucking Badfinger too. He was
How
pissed
did
off.
That picture in the Hulkster, that's great.
So, I had to do something, man. Guy's at the end of his rope.
That's all right. Blow it up for what the hell?
Can't live without you song. Well, no, I looked it up. Of course, Aspen covered a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know what? They play it in the Tina Fey movie, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and it's
for comedic effect, I'm sure.
It's perfect. Yep.
Yeah, but it's the funny bit, right? Or is it they serious?
When they're saving the guy.
Anyway.
Saving the guy.
So I found a cover of it by Mariah Carey.
Okay, all right. Now we're cooking. Uh-huh.
Ryan Carey.
He didn't mind. He said blow up Bowfinger. Yeah, Badfinger. He didn't mind, right? So mind.
No, he just wants this song done in. So
Good man.
I don't wanna blow up Nielsen, man. I love Nielsen.
No.
Badfinger? They had enough sorrow. Blow up Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Oh. Mo, come here. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought you was the goon. Say something.
Numbskull.
No, I can't
Silence, you ninny.
Betty Lou got a new tattoo.
tattoo. Set him in the chair. Gave a man a dime. Said, I want a tattoo up and down my spine. Betty Lou, Betty Lou, got a new tattoo. Betty Lou, got a new tattoo. Betty Lou, I Lou, I Lou, I Lou. Betty Lou, got a new tattoo.
Most excellent.
I like to see this tattoo. I think you got it.
I tell you what, they don't do nothing for me, man. Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, I dig it. Nothing. I dig the bad girls, man.
You knew my theory on that. But there wasn't a dry pair of panties in the house when I explained my theory on tattoos that one night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hello.
I'm not going to. You got to search the archives. I'm not going to be your porn monkey. Not me.
Porn monkey.
So we got many nifties hanging out, man.
All right, cool.
So we got a third co-conspirator. Actually, we can blame it all on him. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
His fault, man.
Vinny, that's he talking about.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was talking to one of my Bernie buddies, you know, Bernie Sanders.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Yeah, that was...
Oh, yeah!
Actually,
Randy Quaid? I love that Quaid thing you posted, man.
Bernie's new campaign song.
Poor guy.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
If I could find the phone ring, I'd bring down... Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Vinny Nifty, are you there, buddy?
Yes, indeed. Hello, Vinny Nifty. All right.
Sounds like Dr. Demento to me. Yeah. Hey, hello, Dr. Demento. Yeah.
Any tattoos, Sniff?
Nifty Digits.
We gotta do
Hey, everybody's saying yay, Mini Nifty, man. They're not going, oh, crap, not that guy again. So you're in there.
Yeah, they're all waving. So I was
listening to that you were playing, Betty Lou Got a New Tattoo, and I was thinking to myself, when I was little, I heard basically the same song, except it was Betty Lou Got a New Pair of Shoes. And I was wondering, which one is the original?
Yeah, could be.
Well, how was yours, Gumby? That's on you, man.
I had no idea.
I just worked the turntable here.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though. Betty Lou. That's raunchier. Much raunchier than a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah. But they updated it.
Yeah.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor was originally a very bawdy folk song before they turned it into a kid's song. John Valby performed the original.
Ah. I bet you Maury Amsterdam claims he wrote it, though.
Uh-huh. I like the Hoagie Carmichael version where Joe Ventura... Ventura. Yeah, the violinist Joe Ventura was saying, called him a cocksucker. Remember that version? I'll have to grouch it again. You can hear him in the background.
Who?
What the hell was his name? Joe Ventura or something like that. He was the violinist.
Definitely put that one up, man. I got nothing.
He was
on
saying
that.
We played it before. He said Barnacle Bill the Sailor, but in the background you can hear Joe saying Barnacle Bill the Cocksucker. I'll have to post that tonight.
Interesting. The things you learn in here on this variety program.
Cocksucker!
That's right. It's a rope.
Oh, the next one's back.
Oh, yeah, you're a funny one there. Oh, I want one. Mr. Woo comes true. The Nip loves Woo.
That was a beauty.
It was. Oh, you know we're going to have to hit that a few more times during the show.
All right, you want to celebrate with a little mini Nifty?
Well, there you go. Have a roll call. You want to do it after?
Let's do the mini Nifty, then we'll do the roll call.
That sounds cool.
We got plenty of time. Stretch out. Relax. And have some... Oh, and shall we play a game? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not?
Shall
why
we play some
one?
Mini Nifty? All right, hit it.
All right.
All aboard! Oh, game!
It's me, Mario!
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Find the fun, and snap! The job's a game!
Who knows a game?
I know a game!
But it seems like in recent years, they've been especially eager to go after video games.
Little!
Text adventure version based on Pac-Man. Pac-Tech. So it's pretty cool. It's a browser-based game.
I'm always happy I came, but I forget your name. And I like the game, but I don't like the gamer funk.
So you like video game songs, huh?
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
Want to hear one more?
First game, and she chooses Texas
Show.
Oh, sounds like a good idea.
256, Moodroid 6, Chop Chop Sound, Yellow and Brown. Must be Pac-Man, must be Pac-Man.
I've never played Dungeons & Dragons before.
I've played it exactly twice.
You played it two times more than me.
I guess he's an Xbox.
PlayStation 2!
In a response to Pokemon Black and White's release, Peter decided it was about time to take a stab at one of Nintendo's biggest franchises.
Hey, you! Pikachu!
What's the next level, Super Mario?
It's-a-me, Mario!
Hello, everybody, ladies! My name is Jack Lipka, and welcome to Super Mario Maker! I know! A Nintendo Mario game on this channel!
The gaming world of Ardrana, one of the lesser-known settings used for Dungeons & Dragons.
World of Warcraft. In July 2007, the game of NetHack celebrates 20 years of continuous open-source development.
Life's a happy game.
My life is like a video game.
I love playing games. I love playing games. I love playing games. I love playing games.
Masterpiece.
That is.
A freaking masterpiece, man.
That one was actually the...
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I'm sorry.
That one was actually... That one was actually the second one I ever did, back when nobody listened to these except Miss Nifty. Like, all of them went directly to Miss Nifty. And you know, the first one I did was the first one you ever played, the Welcome to the Tape.
Yeah,
hello,
I like that.
And Welcome. Well, the second one, and the second one on the disc when it comes out, was this one, the What Shall We Play?
Ah, I cool. see. The origins of Mini
Nifty. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. My first one was called Pap Symphony. Nobody's heard that one.
Hey, that's familiar.
Pap Symphony. That was back in the 90s, man. On my 386, I had a sound mixing program, and my son and I just went berserk. It's very embarrassing to admit now, but gosh, at the time, it certainly was fun. Hey, what do you say we say their names?
Yes.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. There they are. The All-Star Possum Lounge. With the stars, Brenda Joe.
Brenda
Beautiful
Joe.
Brenda.
Welcome.
And
Brenda
Dr. Cake.
Dr.
My
Cake
God,
here.
It would not be a show without Dr. Cake. Damn it. Jim. There he is, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He was here. He was in the Possum Lounge before I opened it. So apparently he has his own key. I don't know how that. That's cool though.
He thieved it.
Anytime you need to sleep one off, whatever. It's all yours. And there's Getting for USA.
For USA. Yes.
Salute.
Yes.
And life would be more fragrant, but it wouldn't be as good without GTOGT Trenton.
GTO.
Our pal, the monster of the internets.
Yes.
Strongest man on the internets, ladies and gentlemen.
You ain't kidding. So,
yeah, after the show, he's going to lift a Buick. It'd be great.
Woo!
And there's guest 2303.
All
right. Oh, yeah, just for fun. Just because. Just because. And guest 2337, going to lift a Volvo. But that has nothing to do with cars, apparently. All right, there's Maggie C.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, first in love, first in peace, and I think third in a boss line tonight, but gold star anyway. Just because.
We love her anyway.
We love her anyway.
Who's
there he is. Oh, I didn't even say. Holy smokes. Good thing I have a nice lager in front of me, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave.
It's Porcupine Bob. And last but not least, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The Possum Lounge.
Thank you. Woo. Your super host, Commodore Decker.
Hit it.
As the Beaver.
Oh, yeah, we usually do a funny sound bite there. How about this one?
Grenache.
Okay, go Grenache.
Yeah. We need some Star Trek cues. I read that the name Commodore Decker originated on Star Trek.
Yes. Yes, actually, long time ago, in a galaxy far away,
where pigeons are blue and toads are magenta.
Yeah, when we thought we were hot shit, and we got on Blog Talk Radio, you know. And so I wrote a bunch of letters to celebrities. Some of them answered. And one of them was this wonderful gentleman called William Wyndham. And he called me up. He says, "This is Bill Wyndham." You know, and
I'm like,
and he played Commodore Decker on Star Trek. So he gets on the show, he says, "I'm the ghost of Commodore Decker. The real one's there in the studio."
No, you're speaking to the real Commodore Decker now.
So I am the real Commodore Decker.
As coincidence would have it, I'm watching Barney Miller on here, and William Wyndham's on it.
Oh, is that the one where he's going to blow himself up?
Yep.
Yeah, he was in two of them. Actually, the other episode he's in, it was one of his favorite guest appearances, and he doesn't appear on screen. Barney's in jail for a two-part episode, and William Wyndham's in the bunk, but they never show him. You just hear his voice. Yeah.
That's shit. Well, yeah,
that's one of Wyndham's faves.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I just saw him. What did I see him on? Oh, it was rat fucking a guy on Gunsmoke. Such a great villain.
Episode, Dietrich's on, but he's playing a different character before he became a regular. He's a priest in this one.
Ah, I love Dietrich.
That was
so great about Barney Miller. It kept having a good influx of new talent and funny characters. It didn't get stagnant.
Nope.
I like the wife. She's in, like, the first two episodes. And you don't see her for, like, three seasons, you know? But every episode, there she is at the beginning, collecting her paycheck, pushing the curtains open. And you never see her. She's never in it. And then they finally just kicked her. They say, you know, they probably caught her in the office, you know? You might have noticed you haven't been in an episode for, like, four seasons. We're going to take you off the credits and quit paying you. Is that okay? You know? Oh, weird. Well, shall we dance?
Yes, let's dance.
Dancing time? Time for the dancing? Oh,
yeah,
we had more boogie woogie.
Dance on Monday. Can you beat it today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. We got a good one. We got a good one.
In the bag.
We're going to be tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Well, some of you can do the cake dance, and some of you can do the horse.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Now, let's everybody do the whole.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
I should have known you'd put that horse in there.
Yeah.
That was our other biggie.
Yep.
And, those of you who didn't do the horse dance or the cake dance will be getting a big slice of horse cake.
Horse cake.
That doesn't sound good. No.
Uh-uh.
I don't want any horse cake.
I know,
cake.
Right?
No.
I was hopping around in my robber room. horse. Remember that? The horse head on a fucking stick.
Oh, that's I had one with Huckleberry Hound on it. And, man, I had that till I was in high school. It was just in the corner of the room, you know. I still had that fucker, man. I think that was good juju. Huckleberry Hound.
You would Jack Gator got good and high and started hopping around a little top.
I bet you Gigantor took it. He ripped it off. He was over. Could have been Ted. The original Ted. I don't know. Maybe Ted borrowed it. Yeah. Thank you, guys. He's up in heaven looking for his keys. All right. The last couple of weeks. Well, no, last Monday we had 3 minutes, but it was dirty and everybody liked it, okay?
It was dirty.
And then for the last week or so, it was before that, we've been playing Mini Nifties. Everybody likes those. Well, we'd switch it up tonight. And have a classic 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, that's good.
Something so excruciatingly bad.
I'm excited.
You'll curse.
Excited.
Yeah, you will curse the internet for inventing. You'll curse Al Gore for inventing the internet so that I could play it for you. All right?
Al Gore's fault.
It's all Al Gore's fault, brother. Is the sound going cocked up for anybody else?
Yeah.
Is the sound for
cocktail? Nah, alright,
alright, alright. Well, if it's not for cocktail now, just wait. Because it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. The award-winning portion of our program. Oh, and we've been joined by Daddy G. Wanted to mention that. Saturdays, 9 o'clock p.m., Night with Daddy G. Join him in the grotto. For good
night.
Fun. Al Gore's going to be on. It'll be great.
You can curse him out for the 3 minutes.
All right. Hold on to your seats. Fasten your seatbelts. And maybe we'll take a leak. Because it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
You are the best. Thank God you're mine. A lover, you're incredible.
genre keeps improving. It'll never stop growing. Just one kiss from you is enough to keep me going and going and going. My obsessive heart says let's never part, so let's start to marry each other and spend the rest of our lives making love, yeah. And we can fly over the moon, 'cause you take me high, you take me high, you make me fly, die high, whoa, you are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care, because he answered my prayers, so I adore you. The warm all that night, nothing could ever replace your beautiful face and the way you set me alight. Darling, if you walk away, the world would turn gray and the sky would open and rain would descend, and I'd be too weak to defend. Oh, I till the mountains sink beneath the sea. And I know the children just the same for me, because you are the best thing in the world. You are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care, because he answered my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh, 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 you're my everything. Oh, oh, I just love to sing that you are the best thing in the world. Oh, you are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God, you can answer my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh,
we interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Is the sound funky? Do I sound funky? Is the sound sounding funky to the audience? Or is it just me?
People in the lounge, because it sounds all right over the phone. Right, Ned?
Okay, sounds okay to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be this new gun I got then. No, never mind. All right. headlines. tragedy strikes. This is a breaking story. Right before the show, I got this. This is sadder than Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
And you know, if you're a long listener to the program, we are fans of who? Lobsters. Why?
Oh, yeah.
They're immortal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So something's up with lobsters, man. We shouldn't be eating these motherfuckers. Anyway. Related to that, a 110-year-old lobster. I don't know how he remembered how old he was to tell him, but somehow they figured it out.
Okay.
And he was cooling his heels at a restaurant. And the restaurant, you know, they realized you know, novelty of this 110-year-old lobster, so they offered him up for sale, and they said, you know, if we can't sell him, well, he's going to be din-din. So, anyways, some guy purchased him. I'm not sure what the purchase price was. Had him shipped to an aquarium in Maine, and when he arrived, he was dead. So.
That's the risk you take.
You know, now they can't even eat him because you don't need a lobster that dies of natural causes.
No.
You only eat them if you boil them alive. All right.
Oh, that's great.
Larry the Lobster, dead.
All right, thanks,
Larry the Lobster.
Wait, where's my taps? Hold on. Take care of Ted there. Oh, boy. So, yeah, Larry the Lobster. One more time. Larry the Lobster. Dead.
Some taps. Some taps.
110.
Lay some taps on it.
Prime of his life.
Right.
Cut down at the prime of his life. Why are they lost?
I know. What a bitch. Well, that's our science music. So it's time for science. How about this shit? Liquid hydrocarbon fuel. You ever heard of this?
Yeah.
What? Heard of this? You know what this stuff is? We're fueling jets with this stuff, right? Or they can. And in a few years, they will be fueling jets with it all the time. It is... a fuel like gasoline, petrol, these fossil fuels, but it is made from, get this, seawater.
Seawater?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right. We got plenty of that.
If we got plenty of something on this planet,
uh-huh,
it's fucking
it's
seawater.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. At least a couple of gallons. Yeah. And now this the hitch is it's very expensive. It's like six bucks a gallon to produce. That's not really that expensive though on the worldwide market.
Yeah.
That's untaxed though, you know.
Good.
So still,
good.
They say in 10 years they'll have the technology down to where it's commercially viable. So
all right,
why don't we get out of the Middle East now and just say we did. You know,
would air flight be cheaper for us people? No, fuck no.
No, you think they're gonna pass along the savings to you schmucks?
No way in hell. Trickle down my dick.
We're talking huge profits for the CEO in 10 years. All right, but that's cool, man. It's good news for the planet.
Yeah.
All right. Ronald Reagan was back in the news, I hate to say. I hate to invoke his name. They let the guy that tried to whack him out of the loony bin.
Your kid, Hinckley?
Yeah. He gets to go live with his mom. Yeah. He's going to be, like, monitored. You know, he's got to carry around an Obama phone, you know, with the tracking.
Stay away from Jody fucking Foster. Yeah,
can't go to Jodie Foster's house. That was number one on the list. They said, John, don't play. Don't go to, do not, whatever you do, do not go to Jodie Foster's house.
Well, sure, he has his sights on Scarlett Johansson now.
Don't we all, though? Shit.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna need a lot of restraining orders, man. Anyway, he's going to live with his grandma, and that's cool, though. I mean, because They got, like, other countries, you know, they send them to prison. They actually rehabilitate them, see?
Yeah.
And he was lucky.
Somebody shot
he was,
the president.
Well, he was a government plant anyway, you know. He was MK Ultra. And so it's only fair, you know. It just it,
hey, haven't we all done something crazy in our youth?
But, you know, at least he was lucky. He got to plead insanity, so he didn't go to jail where you can't get better. You know. He went to a hospital where they actually took care of him and tried to fix his noggin.
They RP McMurphy his ass.
They probably did a little. I think they just had a little hole in a Q-tip. You know, it was just a. It was real quick, but very effective.
All right, Hinckley.
There you
good
have
for,
it,
good
man.
For him.
Hinckley's,
good for him.
You know, fuck. Bygones be bygones.
They set up loose
the
on
Reagan,
Trump. That's what they did.
The Reagan family is upset.
Oh, fuck them.
Malt Liquor Man couldn't be reached for comment. So there you go. There you have it.
I'd love to hear Malty's take on this.
I could because I love. If Malty was here, I don't think I'd bring it up. Okay, so entertainment news. This is great. As we all know, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone has been living in a van down by the river for quite some time.
Oh, man.
Poor Schmendrake got ripped off by agents and managers and whatnot through the years, and publishers and publicists, and blew what money he did scarf on
silly shit.
I'm sure reading material. I'm sure paperback novels. Yeah, and
jumpsuits.
And a lot of, jumpsuits and expensive shoes. But justice has been done, man. He's going to get, what's he getting, $5 million?
Oh.
$5 million in back royalties.
Oh, isn't that
he's
nice?
He's still in the van, but he's getting $5 million. How nice.
He's getting a nicer van.
Yeah. They'll be partying all week, and and he's probably gonna need another $5 million.
Time to celebrate, baby.
He's having fun.
Good for him.
I should have had a Sly song for it.
Sly's always good to have
on
hand anyway.
I wasn't even gonna do a show anyway. So you got something like it, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. More. Oh. Who remembers Joey Heatherton? Gumby knows. Gumby knows.
Well, I've heard the name, but only as a reference. Like, I remember there was a comedy bit where they were like, Joey Heatherton, and then this slow song starts playing.
She was the perfect sleeper.
She was advertised the perfect sleeper mattress, sort of perfect sleeper.
Oofa.
And she was sexy as fuck, okay?
Yep.
Married
to a football player who exposed himself to a little girl.
Yes. 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 Got a long history of weirdness, too, yes. As Gumby alluded to. And I don't know how old she is now, but I'd probably do her.
I'd do her. I don't care.
Yeah, you're wearing enough condoms.
I'd do her out of memory. I'd do her out of memory.
Well, she got involved with her neighbor this week. We're talking about the. I don't want to hear about the thing. What is it? Her neighbor was making a lot of noise, right? Above her?
Yeah.
I guess she lives in an apartment. Things aren't going so goo. So they're making too much noise. She's banging on the ceiling, right? You know, quiet down. Hey, get the fuck out of here. And quieting down.
Sure.
Well, she hung out in the lobby of the apartment building and attacked him with a high heel.
I like that. I wish he'd attack me with a high heel. Jody's into that.
Oh, shit. There it is.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Monkberry moon out there. Monkberry. You remember the old Bing Crosby? Monkberry moon delight, ba 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 ba. Monkberry moon delight, ba 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 ba.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
I got a new hat, man. Very
yeah.
Bing Crosby. Started going around like the hay there, Junior. Way to pack those bags there at the old grocery store. Hey, here's a nickel. Hey, don't spend it all in one, please. I'm going to drive home now. Take care of y'all.
Now that I'm getting older, I'm trying to think of a weird hat to start wearing. Because when you're older, you get away with it.
Well, and you can't
wear
ball caps anymore.
Hat.
You get to a certain age, if you wear a ball cap, unless you're running for president, of course, you look like an idiot.
Well, you know what hat I always wanted to get? A pork pie hat.
Yes.
But then that TV show came out, Breaking Bad, and everyone started wearing them. Maybe that's dying
black,
down
oh.
now.
Okay. Yeah, mine's kind of a pork pie, like it, but it's a, like a, you know, like, what do we call that? Rattan wicker, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a summer hat.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
And it's got a band, a blue band around it. When I was cutting the grass, I found a blue jay feather.
Oh, okay.
Stuck the blue jay feather in there.
Oh, yeah.
Asian chick at the bank.
Yeah.
Couldn't get over the hat. She thought, that's a nice hat.
Boing. Boing.
I said,
boing.
I found the found a feather I was cutting the grass. She goes, I thought it came with it. No, I came with you, baby. And then security carted me away. No.
For the second time.
No, I am very careful at the bank. I don't fuck around at the bank anymore.
Lesson learned. You know what hat I want to get? The hat that Groucho Marx started to wear when he was an old man, with the duck on the top of it.
With the tassel?
It had like a duck on top of it, and it had all these weird things all over.
Yeah, like a funny golf hat.
Yeah,
a hat you'd wear if you were playing comedy golf. Yeah.
When he was old,
okay.
Still
yeah, that would be good for you.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the blue jay.
My cigar.
Bluebird of happiness flying up your nose.
There you go.
All right, we got the polka coming up.
The bird of paradise.
Okay, want to keep it in the bird mode. This is great.
Yeah.
Segue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of birds. Wait a minute. Did I speak too soon? No, I didn't speak too soon.
Little Vicky bird.
It's time for a bird quickie.
Okay.
Let's get it down. Pointy birds, pointy, pointy. Anoint my head, anointy, anointy.
I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. I should have a house and bed,
and I should have me a wife.
I knew you were going to say that.
We're just sitting in a vacant lot, and we haven't got a dime. The bird and me, lonely as can be, we're together all the time. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what I say is no lie. We've been sitting here so long
that I forgot how to fly.
I'm just sitting in a vacant lot,
and I'm sitting on his head.
The things we once
need a tree and house and bed. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me?
He belongs in someone's arms,
and he belongs in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. He should have a house and bed,
and he should have him a wife.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me?
I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Kumquats!
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh,
cool.
Wait, I'm getting a remote here. We have so this is just in.
This is Osama bin Laden. I am still dead. I repeat, I am still dead.
Alrighty. Good
times. Yes.
Not so much for Osama bin Laden, but the rest of us, we're okie doke.
Well, who knows? He might be too.
Hey, man, I read a very convincing article about how a sub picked up Adolf Hitler at the end of World War II in Spain. He got to Spain it took him to Argentina, and then he lived in one of the Paraguay or Uruguay. One of them guays.
A submarine guy to him.
Mm-hmm. Submarine, man, U-boat. Got out on a U-boat, man. And it was all arranged because, you see, the guys that actually financed World War II were Wall Street bankers. One of them, in fact, was the grandfather of George W. Bush. Oh, you don't want to hear all about that. I will tell you this, though. This is rumor. This is complete rumor, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a trumor.
Yeah, there's no. It's not a trumor. This is complete rumor. But, all right, my man, Bernie Sanders.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, he more or less conceded the race to the Senate, Secretary Clinton, correct? And they removed the Secret Service detail. Well, Monday night this week, according to this rumor, some Clinton goons cornered Sanders in his room. Roughed him up a little bit.
Yep.
And if you look, Tuesday, there is a pretty good-sized bruise and gash on his right cheek.
And now, I didn't see this, but he does look like he's disheveled all of a sudden.
He did look beaten
and
defeated Tuesday, and more so than just what was going on in the election. It was physical.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
I would not say this is bullshit. I ain't gonna say it's for real either. It's just putting it out there, man.
You can't, because it's a little far fetched not to believe it, and at the same time, you can actually see it happening. So you're caught in the middle.
I know.
You don't know.
I know.
At least he got out with his fucking life, because those Clintons, they play hardball.
Well, look at Malty.
Uh-huh.
Pushing up daisies.
Yep. Uh-huh. He and Larry the Lobster. Rest in peace.
That was it. The Clintons got a hold of Larry in Root. Whacked him.
For stealing the spotlight.
Yeah. But, you know, and then you go, well, Jesus Christ, I had no way in the world I could vote for somebody like that. And then you go, oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Captain fucking, you know, Nazi Fagan over there. Christ. Yeah, we got bases in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
You mean that was one of the secrets? Oh, boy. My bad.
It would be an entertaining presidency, though.
I'll tell you what, man. We would be going down in flames, but boy, oh, boy, it would be, there'd be a lot of comedy. A lot of. Because I'll tell you what, Hillary Clinton is there. I don't think there's going to be that much funny going on. The funny will become few and far between.
Well,
but I guess that's a good thing.
It'll be a side for Clinton and a time.
That's right, it's her time.
Now, me personally, I don't like either candidate. I don't like Clinton.
Right.
I don't like Trump. But I rather have someone who advocates equality, and that doesn't sound Trump right now.
No. And you're that is
dream on.
Completely
dream on.
Completely correct.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, and that's Gumby's whole theory. She's going to win because of that. It's all just a setup. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. And
I gotta get
a
dollar.
We got a dollar. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But
I bet on Trump.
$1.
I put my money on Trump. Trump wins, Commodore wins.
Uh-huh. I'm putting it towards my
Hillary
right
wins.
There,
Hillary wins. Gumby wins. If neither of them win, everybody wins.
Uh-huh.
as long as Gumby doesn't become the new host of Possum.
Oh, wow.
I think everyone's with you on that one, Nifty.
Now he's feeling the burn.
The Bernie burn.
Alright, we got a polka here, but first I think we have to take a timeout for our sponsor.
Knowing how to make a living, but not forgetting how to live.
Giving life a lift
as we really pour it on. Pour it on, pour it on, pour on the Iron City beer. Sparkling, robust flavor
that does your thirst favor.
When you're really ready to pour it on, pour on the Iron.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
This was they took some mescaline and saw Glenn Miller and then wrote a polka.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
In the mood.
Uh-oh, Ford's warming up his improbability drive. Oh, his impulsability drive. See what he did there? See what he did. This guy's a whip.
I'm going to refill my cup of coffee so I have something to sing out with.
Cup of coffee?
Cup of coffee, baby.
How many laughs do you want?
Oh, shit, I'm out. Well, water for me.
He gives me a headache. I'm having coffee.
I'm having coffee.
That's the line.
Crazy hey, I love that picture that Ford put on the Grenache page of Red Skeleton's Freddy the Freeloader and Jackie Gleason.
Classic.
I wonder if I have that. I have Red Skeleton TV shows on Game someplace.
Oh, cool, man.
Where do
I? As
you
Ford and I refer to them, giants. You don't get it. That's two gargantuan giants on one stage. If you look at that, how the hell did that ever happen, man? You can't have it. Jeez.
Yeah, at one point I bought the Red Skelton tape and never opened them for some reason, so I'm going to have to do that.
Beauty, man.
He was big on breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
He was a dirty guy. Oh yeah.
He never played blue, but he was off camera. had a ribald sense of humor, Red Skelton. That's some outtakes.
It's kind of reminds me of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog when he's not on Conan.
I think we have Triumph the Insult presidential candidate is what we got is the problem.
Triumph.
Triumph Trump.
Trump, Triumph, Trump. Huh?
Even Triumph made that joke.
Oh, really? he stole my act.
But yeah, if you get the come poop with me CD and DVD combo pack, he says things you won't hear on Conan.
Hey, getting 4USA brings up an interesting point. He says dog farts are 7 years old. That's probably why they smell so bad.
Uh-huh.
Because they're seven times worse than human farts. Right?
I think he's on it something.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. uh-oh.
Don't feed him beans.
Nope.
You know, and it pays to buy the good dog food. It does. Hey, man. Let's forego the tequila and just get the fuck out of here. What do you say?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All righty.
I didn't even get
hang on,
word.
Guys. Thanks for coming, everybody. Right. You're great. You rocked. We got a roll. Thanks, Mini Nifty. Thanks, Gumby. We got to beam out of here. Energize!
Woohoo!
Will my mommy allow me for to stay out all night long? Oh, Lord. Will my mommy allow me for to stay out all night long? Didn't care what mama allowed. I was boogie in a house. First came to town, people, I went down on Hazen Street. I heard everybody talking about Henry Swain Club. Thought I'd drop in there one night. When I got there, I said, yeah, people, yes, y'all really have the ball. Yes, I know. One night I was laying down. I heard mom and papa talking. I heard papa tell mama, let the boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it's got to come on out. That made me feel so good. I went on boogie just the same.
Thing I told you was that I unfriended and blocked a guy.
Yeah.
You know? And I just thought it was funny, like, when I thought about it back on, I was like, all this shit going, this political bullshit, I see so many people putting up announcements like, oh, geez, I had to kill 800 friends today.
Yeah.
They don't like my political view. You know?
Take it easy, people. Who cares?
Who did I delete and block? The guy said, Kutch sucks. Fuck you, motherfucker, all right? This politics and stuff, yeah, it's all good and well, you know, hey, but baseball? Another kettle of fish.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck with the Commodore's baseball.
You know what I take seriously, my friend. Oh, good times, good times. Well, you ready to grab that cigar and...
I got it cut, ready to go.
Hit the old... What do you got? You got a veranda, patio? What do you got?
I got a porch.
Balcony? Porch?
Yeah, just a nice porch.
What kind of house? Is it like an old house? Apartment house?
Yeah.
Brick house?
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those trailers. It's a mobile home.
Oh, mobile home. Okay. You got a porch on the front? You got a porch?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a double mobile home with a nice porch.
Well, you probably got as much square footage as I do, probably more.
Probably about the same.
Yeah. Mine's basically the same size as a, decent size mobile home. Oh, way cool. Well, turkey in a straw, man. Something
okay.
Extra in the paycheck.
I mostly like it because it's like a community. It's away from all the violence and shit that's going on. I don't know how long that's going to be. The violence will be moving in here soon. I know that. Why not?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I got a quiet street, but, the 4th of July celebration in our little community, like 14, 17 arrests, something like that. I used to do that when I was a young man, and I'd take my babies over there and let them run around while I was drawing caricatures, you know? I'm going near that with a 10-foot pole.
We're geezers now, Commodore. We're geezers.
Get the fuck off my lawn.
That's right.
Fucker. Tommy! Good show tonight, sir.
Fun time.
Hope you have a good weekend. And that your week ahead is full of troubles.
And then it's Front Radio. Listening today.
Mini Nifty, ladies and gentlemen, coming to a wacky thing near you.
I like that thing.
You know, he's gone to. I think Miss Nifty needed some attention. It's Friday night, man. But good times.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came to my senses and put a show together, you know? It's, I'm trying to figure out a good ending for this.
Oh, shit. We should have done a happy birthday to Derek. I just thought of that.
Hey, Derek. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, everybody.
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 I just came across a nice thrift of three bikini girls dancing. I think I'll put that on Grenache.
Ooh, I like the way you think, sir. Oh, here we go. I got one. All right. This is going to wrap it all up. This song will... It'll be a head rush because all of a sudden you'll realize everything... All the truth, all the majesty, and figure out why I still have to do that that thing with the debugging thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Good show, sir.
Fun time.
Keep those contributions coming, because without you, it'd be harder work.
Yeah. Well, I'm always looking at YouTube.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'm a lazy son of a bitch. You look this shit up. I'll play it, take all the credit. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, Marcy.
Marcy.
Goodnight, lovely Reverend Wendy. Goodnight, John Link.
This song was sung on the Joan Rivers Show on Thanksgiving of 1991. To great, great applause. And I really think this is a song for tomorrow. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all wars will cease, the day all nations will know they can all live in peace. I believe in tomorrow, the day equality reigns, the day all races and creeds get along without pain. People helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another, forever and ever to last. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end, the day all drugs disappear, all the world will be friends. People helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another, forever and ever to last. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end, the day all drugs disappear.
I'm losing my mind! Ah! Oh, oh!
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!